Well, here we have it, this little letter here in Ephesians. And it is true, this is a hard text, by the way. Very difficult to exegete, to kind of interpret. So I'm going to try my best at this. This is a prayer. Paul's praying here at this moment. Now, have you ever heard someone pray and they kind of just go on and on and on, and it's heartfelt? Or have you ever heard a preacher get up and start talking and you're wondering, what is he talking? I don't know. It's probably happened with me. You've heard someone pray. You've heard this. You've experienced that before, and you're wondering, what is this all about? That's kind of what's going on in Ephesians chapter 1. This is the longest sentence in the entire Bible. English teachers, you're probably, oh no, a run-on sentence. This is a really long run-on sentence. So what I've done here this morning, this is the lucky interpretation of Ephesians chapter 1, 3 through 14. I'm gonna make it simple. This is what I do. I break things down to make it really simple. And I'm going to break it down into three phrases that will help us feel a little more secure in this life. So here's the first phrase. We are chosen. Can you say that with me? We are chosen. Okay, it's right there in verse 3. That's not me making this up. In verse 3 it says, He chose us before the foundations of the world. Doesn't it feel good to be chosen? Don't you feel a little special when someone chooses you? Do you remember that one moment you were chosen to be on the team? Do you remember that one time you got the lead in the play? How good that felt? Ah, that feels good to be chosen. Now, this word chosen in the Bible, what I want to share here is this doesn't mean, sometimes we think chosen means I'm chosen, but others aren't. Neener, neener, neener. Sometimes we say chosen as I'm more superior than you. The Bible never uses the word like that. Chosen is simply a positive sense of elation, of knowing that you've been chosen. It is not a comparative word. It's not to compare to others. So when you say this, this is just about you, that God has chosen you. We are chosen. But it's better than that. That's kind of cool, isn't it? All right, so the phrase extends itself. We are chosen by God. Can you say that with me? We are chosen by God. Now, as you take a look at this text, verses 3 through 6, the subject of all the verbs, English grammars, check it out, English grammarians, the subject of every verb is God. God is the one choosing. Jesus would say at one time in John's gospel this way, you did not choose me, I chose you. God chooses. It's God that does it. You know, what I've found out about my life is that people, it's true about my life, but it's also true, I think, for others, and I think others can relate to this, we spend a long time wondering what other people's perceptions are of ourselves, whether we have received their acceptance by their maybe their opinions about us. When I was young as a elementary school child, I can remember I was so fearful of what my teacher thought or what the coach would say. In fact, one coach told me that I should never play a particular sport. I still remember it. In fact, I don't play that sport, actually. That's golf. But I remember what he said. It stuck with me. Then we think that when we get a little bit older that it doesn't really matter what other people think of us, but it's not true. What other people think of us drives our outlook in life. Then we get a little bit older and we think there's no way I'm going to care what other people think. I'm going to just move forward in my life, but we really do care what other people think. What Paul is saying here in this text, my friends, he's repeating God's name in him. God is the subject. So many times, it's numerous times that he's trying to get across this point. What matters is what God thinks of you. By God. You're chosen by God. The world's going to tell you a different story. The world's going to say how you're successful is if you have a whole bunch of friends, and if you have a whole bunch of virtual friends on social media, then you're successful. Paul says something different. He says, you may have a lot of friends on social media. That's great. You may have a lot of friends in life. That's good too. You may have a few. But the one thing that matters is that you're chosen by God. His opinion of you counts, and you are chosen by him. Good news? I'd say so. Really good news. Awesome news. But it's better than that. All right, we're going to flip to the third phrase. I have fun with these signs. I'm sorry you got to put up with this. Oh my goodness. Can you say this with me? We are chosen by God for his plan. We are chosen by God for his plan. If you jump down there to verse 4, it says this, he determined to adopt us in himself through Jesus Christ. That's the plan. He determined to adopt us in himself through Jesus Christ.